AI in peace and war. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Federal Case.
Bradley, good morning.
Oh, hello. Could I speak with Mr. Bradley, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Bradley's in conference and can't be disturbed. Can I help you?
This is Mrs. Turner calling. Mrs. Emily Turner. I just returned home and found that Mr. Bradley had called and I've left his number. So...
Mrs. Turner, of course. Mr. Bradley's been trying to reach you. One moment, please. I'll see if he's free to come to the phone.
Well, now, don't disturb him.
Not at all, Mrs. Turner. Mr. Bradley left strict orders to let him know the moment you returned his call.
Well?
Just one moment, please. Brad.
Sir?
Are you free to come to the phone?
Well, I can come to the phone, darling, only not free. Very expensive. Well, I'm in conference.
Mr. Bradley's always in conference.
All right, but when I say shut the door, turn off that noisy sound record. We can enjoy this with all that racket going on.
Okay, Brad, only start enjoying before she hangs up.
You leave it to me.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Mrs. Turner. I have Mr. Bradley for you now. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, Mrs. Turner.
Yes?
Oh, Miss Dixon, shut that door on the way out, will you? Yeah, that's better. Mrs. Turner?
Yes,
thank you for returning my call, Mrs. Turner. I wanted to know when you'd like your heirlooms delivered.
My what?
Would Friday this week be all right?
Mr. Bradley, I'm afraid I have the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Beg pardon?
Are you sure you have the right Turner?
Emily Turner, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Mrs. Walter Turner, Walter Coburn Turner?
Yes.
Niece of Miss Hattie Payton Coburn, recently deceased?
Why... Yes.
Well, I have the right Turner. Didn't you get our letter?
Letter?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Turner. I was sure that you knew all about this. Your aunt's will provides that you be the recipient of the interior furniture from her mother's home in Vermont. Now, as executor of the estate...
Aunt Hattie left her furniture to me?
Yes, she did, Mrs. Turner, and really valuable pieces they are. Now, I can have our moving van deliver them on Friday.
What?
Unless you prefer another time.
No, Friday's fine. I just can't get over the idea that Aunt Hattie remembered me. I mean, I hadn't seen her in over 20 years.
Oh, she remembered you all right, Mrs. Turner. I believe I recall her exact words to be my beloved niece Emily, always part of my heart.
Oh, my.
What's that?
I didn't even go to her funeral.
Well, she'd never have known that, would she? Well, goodbye, Mrs. Turner. Our van will arrive sometime this Friday.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Bradley. Goodbye.
We're in?
Yes, we're in, Jean. Now, you better put in a person-to-person call to Howie Howland. Ripe sucker like this, might as well make it a federal case.
Perhaps one of the cleverest and most neatly worked out swindles ever to come to the attention of your Federal Bureau of Investigation was operated during 1951 and 2 by Sheldon and Jean Bradley and their partner, Howie Howland. This fraud, which netted over $80,000 in 19 months, was an elaborately planned routine with a starting prop of so-called early American antiques.
Hello?
Hello, Walter. This is Emily.
Yes, dear.
Walter, come home right away. I've got something wonderful to show you.
What? Now, I can't just leave the office, Emily. I'm a busy man. What's something wonderful you're talking about?
I don't want to spoil a surprise by telling you over the phone. I wouldn't ask you to leave the office if it wasn't important, Walter. Please try to come right away.
All right, now. Close your eyes and don't open them until I tell you.
Oh, Emily, for goodness sake, if you don't tell me what this is all about...
You'll see, dear. Just close your eyes.
Well, how can I see if I close my eyes? Now, really, Emily, you get me to come home in the middle of a working day.
You'll find out what it's all about if you'll only do as I tell you. No, please, Walter. Please.
Oh, all right, all right. My eyes are closed. What now?
You won't sleep.
Oh, Emily.
Very well, I'm trusting you. Take my hand now, then.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All right. Stand still, right here.
Next time I closed my eyes, somebody stole my gold watch.
Walter, stop being such a grouch.
When your father gave me when we were married.
Walter.
Okay, I'm standing. Now what?
Now open your eyes.
Well, maybe we'll finally get an idea. And
I knew you'd be surprised.
Surprised? Emily, where in heaven's name did you get that stuff?
Oh, don't worry, Walter. I didn't buy it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, dear. All that stuff, as you call it, was left to us by my beloved Aunt Hattie.
Aunt Hattie? Hattie Coburn?
God rest her soul.
That old battle-axe?
Walter!
Well, if that don't beat all... Not enough she's got to snub us all these years. She's got to unload her junk on us besides.
Junk? Walter Turner, I'll have you know you're looking at some very rare Americana.
You can say that again. What's this thing over here? An indoor mausoleum?
It just happens to be a Hepplewhite field bed, that's all. Circa 1790, that's all.
A bed? You mean to sleep in?
Walter, really.
And this monstrosity, I suppose that just happens to be a chair, huh?
It's a Pennsylvania blanket chest, and if you had any idea of its value, you wouldn't be like this.
Value? Well, now, that's a hot one. Old Batterax knew she'd have to pay anybody else but you to take this stuff off her hands.
It can be most irritating at times. You may know something when it comes to business, but when it comes to antiques...
When it comes, I go. I'll tell you that. Now, do we shove the lot out into the street, or...
You go from $75,000?
Huh?
That's what Mr. Bradley said these pieces were worth. 75, maybe more.
$75,000? Who said they were worth?
Mr. Bradley.
Bradley?
Aunt Hattie's executive. I didn't want to tell you until he had his appraiser give us an exact figure.
So, that's a Heppelman field bed, huh?
Hepplewhite.
And it has actual value?
I've been trying to tell you the Hepplewhite name has been an integral part of our American heritage ever
since... Value in money, Emily.
Well, original designs like these prices high...
How many pieces all told?
Let's see. Now, the bed, the blanket chest, those six little back chairs...
Hepplewhite?
Empire. The scroll-top mirror, Queen Anne highball, the pedestal table, and Sheraton sofa. All told, they come to...
12 pieces.
Yes.
And you mean to say that they are worth $75,000?
Maybe more. Mr. Bradley said 75 was rough. But the appraiser...
When's he giving us this exact figure?
As soon as he comes to examine the pieces.
When's that?
As soon as he calls to make an appointment.
Well, as soon as he calls, you let me know. I want to be here.
Of course, Walter.
In the meantime, you might drop by some bookstore, pick up a volume or two on a couple of these here circles.
Then we're not going to shove the lot out into the street? You're not angry with me?
What?
For wanting to replace our old furniture with these?
Why, of course I'm not angry with you, dear. Am I ever? I'm delighted with you, to tell the truth. Why, one thing in this world I've always wanted was to sit on a Sheraton fiddleback.
Empire.
Yes, sir. Old battle act. Old beloved Aunt Hattie came through after all. What do you think about that?
I think it's wonderful, Walter. Early Americana has always been my favorite period, and now we can live it.
Oh, we can do more than that, Emily. You wait until that appraiser gets here. We'll do more than just live it. We'll live it up. Now you wait and see.
Davis, Hepburn and Bradley.
Yeah, sure, Davis. This is me.
Howie, where are you? At the station?
At the station? Where am I? I'm here.
Where?
Here, at the Towers.
What? Brad, Howie's in town, and guess where? At the Turners.
Give me that. Oh, Howie, you old rascal, you're not really there.
Sure, I stopped on the way to meet a fast appraisal. Brad, tell me, where did you find such wood? A dollar for all of it I wouldn't give.
Howie, where are the Turners?
In the parlor with Hepplewhite. I came in here to call the office before giving them the business.
They don't know anything yet?
They don't know anything, period. Suckers like this are once in a lifetime. One look at Walter and my appraisal was already doubled.
All right, Howie, but don't try to go...
Yes, Mr. Bradley, that's what I figured.
They came in?
Yeah, that's right, sir. Goodbye.
Is everything all right, Mr. Howland?
We didn't mean to interrupt, but we are kind of anxious to hear.
Yes, naturally, but it's just as I figured. That rough estimate Mr. Bradley gave you, that $75,000, that was way off.
It was?
Oh, way off. Everybody an expert, you know.
Walter.
Now, just a minute, Emily. Let me handle this. Mr. Howland, you may as well know you're not dealing with any novice. I have made quite a study of early Americana.
You don't say.
I do say. In fact, the whole neoclassic period is not unfamiliar to me. And the same goes for directoire.
Why, what?
Not a novice indeed, Mr. Howland. So when you say $75,000 is off, I beg to differ. Why, the Ormula mounts on the Queen Anne alone.
I still say
it's almost
off. 75 off, 200,000 on.
What?
200,000? That is my appraisal. That is what I told Mr. Bradley.
Oh, well,
my congratulations, Mrs. Turner. You have inherited one of the finest collections I have seen in this country.
Thank you.
It'll be a lifelong pleasure to live among such noble art.
Lifelong until Monday. That's when the noble art goes up for sale on the open market.
Walter?
I'm sorry, Emily, but they still don't take fiddlebacks as legal tender at the Treasury.
He's only joking, Mrs. Turner.
Yeah, $200,000, some joke.
An appraisal price is one thing, a sale price another. Now, the open market wouldn't bring enough to meet the first installment on the tax.
On the what?
The federal tax on inheritance. Surely you've heard of it?
Federal tax?
He's only joking, Emily.
Two-thirds of 200,000, some joke. Mr. Bradley didn't tell you I was an appraiser with the revenue service? I'm sorry, Mr. Turner, but they still take cash as legal tender at the Treasury. Especially from those who've made a study of early Americana.
Memorandum to the director, Ray Antique Swindle. Complaint received through Michigan police on Bradley and Howland. Complainant, university professor named Kenton, cooperating fully, arriving in Washington today for interview. Revised results. Sign it, Stevens. And what happened after you found out about the tax, Professor?
Well, three things, to be precise, Mr. Stevens. First, I wanted to kick myself, then one of the early Americana, and finally several of my wife's relatives.
And which did you do?
Well, none of them, of course. No, I simply told this Howland person that I could not afford to pay such a figure.
And he told you you'd accepted the bequest, and the revenue service didn't give you any choice.
Yes, he did.
And then?
Well, then I'm afraid I got a bit frantic. No, I didn't. I got greedy. Howland hinted that he wasn't getting rich on government pay, and he led me to believe that for a nominal sum, he could lower his appraisal report to the non-taxable level.
You walked into the trap.
I did. Well, not right away, no. It was of no credit to me, but in all fairness, I did manage not to leap at the bait. Let's say that I stalled for time. At least he agreed to give me a few days to think the matter over.
And that's when Bradley turned up.
Yes. Is that the usual procedure, Mr. Stevens?
Apparently. He arrives as Agent Bradley or Detective Bradley, or sometimes it's his surname, and he's Inspector Sheldon or Commissioner Sheldon.
Well, with me, he was Lieutenant Bradley. You see, he came to my office at the university. He exposed Howland and the early Americana as phonies, and then asked for my cooperation in setting up the arrest.
You never doubted his story, did you, Professor?
No, not for a moment. He gave me his card, showed me his credentials. Well, there just seemed no reason to doubt him.
He gave you his card?
That's right.
You didn't happen to keep it?
Well, yes, matter of fact, I did. I don't have it with me, but I'm sure I can dig it up from the files and send it along.
I'd appreciate it. We've had good luck tracing paper.
Of course, if you'd gone to the police sooner...
Yes, I should have, I know. But when I realized how I'd been taken, well, frankly, I plain didn't have the nerve.
Well, I'm glad you've got it now. Thank you for helping us, Professor.
Oh, don't thank me, Mr. Stevens. My helping you is really very selfish. I'd sure like to see those swindlers behind bars.
We would, too.
Well, my life is based more on poetic justice than justice. After all, I've only had one tiny slip from the straight and narrow. It's only fair that they get punished as unmercifully as I have been.
Oh, how's that?
Well, I'm ashamed to say. You see, when I thought my heirlooms were heirlooms, my wife and I threw out all of our old furnishings. Mr. Stevens, we have been living with those miserable, phony pieces ever since.
All right, Professor. We'll do our best to bring your tormentors to poetic justice. Just as soon as you send along Sheldon Bradley's calling card.
Afternoon, miss. Special Agent Sheldon to see Mr. Turner. You can show him this card.
You don't tell me. You just don't tell me that... That kindly old gentleman...
That kindly old gentleman, Mr. Turner, has spent more time behind prison walls than you have this side of him.
It's
incredible, I know.
But it is. What could he possibly get out of me?
Well, I'm not positive. That often varies. Now, you say he made an appraisal of the furniture.
That's right.
In the amount of $200,000.
$201,480.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's worth all of $50 bill, is that much?
What's that?
Your wife wasn't left any furniture by her aunt, Mr. Turner. It's all part of the swindle. Alan picks up those pieces at junk auctions. A couple of $100 each. That's incredible, yes.
Absolutely. You see, it was Aunt Hattie's own executor, an attorney named...
Bradley.
Yes.
Of Davis, Davis, Hepburn, and Bradley.
Oh, you don't tell me.
The swindle, Mr. Turner. You never saw this so-called attorney, did you?
No.
Your wife never saw him?
No, but I still don't see
Turner.
Yes?
I have one more question to ask that may show what Howland could get out of you. Would you answer that question, Mr. Turner?
Why, of course.
It's an indelicate question. Will you answer it truthfully?
That is the only way I know how to answer, sir.
Well, I didn't mean to offend you, sir. It's just that the subject of bribery is a touchy one.
But bribery?
You didn't happen to offer Howland there... little something in return for adjusting his appraisal report, did you?
Certainly not.
You didn't.
Well, that is to say, now that I think about it, there may have been something or other suggested like that, but I don't remember exactly.
No, you don't.
But I didn't offer. No, sir, it was Howland. I remember that all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he wanted to get out of you, Mr. Turner. A bribe. And he is so clever at suggesting it, that unless I miss my guess... No insult intended. He's got you about ready to withdraw $5,000 or $10,000 from the bank.
Oh, my.
Beg pardon?
Miss Finney, get my home on the phone immediately. I want to speak to Mrs. Turner.
Oh, I didn't miss my guess, huh?
I withdrew $5,000 from the bank yesterday, and I left the money with my wife.
Yes, it figured.
I only hope Howland hasn't dropped by for it yet. Oh, what an idiot that wife of mine is. Hello, Emily.
Oh, Walter, I'm so glad you called. I just finished doing over our bedroom, and a heifer wife bed...
Emily, stop talking and listen to me. That Howland person, he hasn't been around yet, has he?
No, dear, he hasn't.
Well, that's something anyway.
Well, don't worry, Walter. I won't forget to give him the money.
You do, and I'll break your neck.
What?
Don't give anybody anything, you hear? Especially money.
Walter, is anything wrong?
Anything isn't. Everything is. And all I can say is I hope you're satisfied. I don't want to talk about it now, but believe you me, we'll have a little chat tonight. And as for that Hepplewhite bet...
Walter, what do you mean everything's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it now, Emily. Just see to it that you don't give anybody anything. That's all.
Oh, there's women for you. She didn't give him the money?
No, but she's doing over our bedroom.
No.
With his furniture. Oh, this is trouble.
That may not be as bad as you think.
It's worse.
After all, you saved that $5,000.
Yeah, saved five and lost $200,000.
What?
$200 and a house full of furniture besides.
Well, is the reward money? You can buy a new house full with that.
Reward money?
Mm-hmm. For aiding in the apprehension of Howie Howland.
Me aiding?
Well, you would be willing to help set a trap for him, wouldn't you?
How much reward money?
Hmm?
$10,000, high as $10,000?
Higher.
I'm always willing to help the law and order, Mr. Sheldon. Just say what you want me to do.
All right, I will.
Now, it's gratifying to find a citizen alert to his responsibilities, Mr. Turner. It's deep down gratifying, believe me.
To Hillman, Chief of Police, Twin Cities. In reference, wanted circular Bradley and Howland. Calling card printer sent recent order to address 101 South River Street, Twin Cities. Request check and reply here. Standing by. Signed, Stevens. To Stevens, FBI, Washington. In reference, Bradley and Holland. Address, Chief Rooming House. Check shows apartment occupied by three, two male, one female, resembling circular description. Have placed surveillance on full time. Await additional instructions. Leonard Hillman, Twin Cities.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Fink.
Oh, he is? Well, good. You can send him right in.
He's here.
Mm-hmm. You know what you're to do.
I sure do.
Just make sure he accepts those marked bills and leave the rest to me.
You don't have to worry about me, Mr. Sheldon.
I don't think I do.
I'll handle this imposter and I'll make sure he accepts the bills. Come in.
Good day, Mr. Turner. I hope I'm on time. I'm interrupting something?
Not a thing, Mr. Howland. Come right in. This gentleman is my,
I'm Mr. Turner's business associate.
Business associate?
Yes, Mr. Sheldon is my Washington contact.
Oh, you don't say. Well, I'm delighted to make your acquaintance, Mr. Sheldon, as long as I'm not interrupting something.
Well, Mr. Turner thought it'd be wise if I were here as a witness, that's all.
A witness? Mr. Turner, you don't trust me?
I'm a businessman, Mr. Howland. I don't trust anybody.
Well, in that case, I think there's nothing more to say. Huh? Nothing more to say. So just hand me the money.
Oh.
You have the $10,000, Mr. Turner?
$5,000.
Did we say five?
We did, and I have it right here in this envelope.
I keep recalling the word ten.
Well, you better take the envelope before Mr. Turner starts recalling his five.
Yeah, I'll take it, but it seems a shame to accept my first bribe for so little. $500, $1,000, $1,500.
Don't you trust me, Mr. Howland? It's all there.
Come on, Mr. Howland. You're leaving with me.
Thanks a lot, but I got my own car.
Well, then I'll be leaving with you.
So which way are you going?
Which way is the station house?
The other way from the way I'm going.
I wouldn't be too sure.
I would.
I wouldn't. You're going to the station house, Howland. You're under arrest.
What?
Under arrest.
So, Mr. Turner, I demand an explanation.
It's simple. Mr. Sheldon is a special agent of the FBI.
No.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation, New Washington. We laid a trap and you walked right in. I warned you were dealing with no novice. I warned...
Are you expecting anybody? No. Tell them we don't want to be disturbed.
I'm busy, Miss Finney. No interruptions.
Walter, it's me, Emily.
Who?
Me, Emily.
Your wife, Mr. Turner?
Well, what is she doing here?
Why don't you ask her?
Emily, what are you doing here?
I'm not doing anything, Walter, but this gentleman says these people are.
Who's he?
You're going to be awful surprised when you find out. She was.
Who's she? She? What are you doing here?
Sorry, fellas. I opened the door thinking it was you and it was him.
Who's him? Emily, be careful what you say. Mr. Sheldon is an officer of the law.
Oh, Walter, you're going to be so upset.
Gee, who is this guy?
He's an officer of the law, too.
The name is Stevens, FBI.
FBI? Emily, you're not under arrest.
I'm not, Walter. They are.
Who are?
They are. Well, that's good work, Stephen. We local boys had our eye on these two for some time. Thanks for picking them up for us.
Brad.
All right, save a talk for headquarters, Howland. Now, let's go, the both of you. Let's get going, Howland.
All right. I'm going. You don't have to push. What am I, a criminal or something? This isn't any murder, you know.
I know.
That's the FBI for you. Always blowing things up out of proportion. Always trying to make a federal case.
Characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War.